I would love to tell you about a new series I'm working on called Romans A to Z, something that you can use to go deeper in your Bible study or even for your daily Bible reading. Are you someone who needs structure? Or are you at a point where you want to read an entire book of the Bible, not just studying themes and verses here and there, but getting a sense of the flow of a whole book of Scripture? Do you want something meatier than normal? And if you answer yes, this might be for you. Let me give you some of the highlights, some of the kinds of things that the series touches on. Faith and works, the tension. How do you balance these two? Why was it that the reformer Martin Luther rejected James but loved Romans? Is it possible to be saved by conscience alone without even grasping God's plan or being baptized? What was Paul's real purpose for visiting Rome? Most Christians don't know, by the way. How did believers in the first century meet for church? Are we modern believers missing something? Are Christians permitted to kill their enemies? What should our relationship with authority be? Since God knows the end from the beginning, what about predestination? Do we really have free will, a choice about anything? And speaking of that, what is God's plan for my life? How can I know His will, if that matters? Do Christians need to face judgment, or doesn't the cross permit us to bypass the judgment throne of God? What did Paul mean when he said that all Israel would be saved? Are believing in your heart and confessing Christ as Lord sufficient for salvation, or is there more? Do you have to repent and be baptized? How much should we let others' opinions dictate our behavior when we do something that might make them feel uncomfortable or make them stumble? Eating meat, drinking alcohol, and so forth. What was the potential doctrinal disaster that Paul feared might infect Rome and thus affect the entire Christian movement? This is a fascinating, well-thought-out letter, but how solid is my own understanding when it comes to the majestic epistle? Do I really have a sense of the whole? If not, please let this series help you, and thank you for listening.